You're listening to Buyers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I still like that song.
Yeah, I saw them live a couple times.
Was it the Goo Goo Dolls?
Yeah.
Was there a stigma attached to the Goo Goo Dolls?
Barely. Just barely. It didn't really catch.
I kind of in an unembarrassingly sort of way will own that.
Yeah, they had a couple big hits. That and Slide and Iris were their two big.
Was that the two big ones? Mm-hmm. They were very similar sounding too, mm-hmm. like that and Hair Tips. Yeah, sure. That's all I can remember. Good morning and welcome. Hey, the Arts Council in the studios once a month to touch base with the things that are going on there. Jamie joins us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You look very springish. You have a pink leather jacket on. I like that. We see we have all these signs of spring in front of us today, Nick.
Taking them all.
Making me happy. All right, let's go down the list. What are we talking about today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
can you
okay.
not hear me?
I can't hear myself. Should I scoot down?
I don't know. No, that's okay. We'll just go ahead and get through it.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, so right now, today, I'm actually hanging our March exhibit, and we're going to be featuring an artist named Barbara Rogers Houseworth. It's a retrospective, which means it's a look over her entire body of work throughout her life.
Okay.
She was a graduate of Indiana University. And then she got married and moved to Champaign, Illinois. And like a lot of women in those times, she pursued being a wife and a mother instead of a career. So we're talking like the 1940s, 1950s kind of era. And even though she was a painter and a very accomplished painter, she kind of didn't really have time for that, raising a family. And so she just... started sketching her own children as they grew,
sure.
a little bit of painting, a lot of sketches. And the really sweet thing about this story is, although her family knew that she was an artist, and they had some of her artwork around the home, of course, they didn't really realize how much art she had stored away until 2006. And they found a trunk full of artwork.
That's amazing. So that's going to be on display. So the first Friday walk is this Friday, March 6th,
it
correct?
It is, yes, from 5 to 7:30. So we'll be featuring the retrospective and let's see, Blue Connection will have artists' handmade books, which are books made by faculty and alumni.
Right.
Then Gallery 510 will be featuring Jim Hill, and Art Farm will have Pam Larrick for The Love of Creation. And also we have an Arts on Third event. So in the Ann Lloyd Gallery, we'll have the main show, our retrospective. And then on our third floor at the Madden Art Center, we will be featuring artist Diana Garcia. Okay. She's from here in Decatur.
And what is fantasy-themed art?
She has a variety of art. She has kind of like the Japanese-style type anime sort of fantasy
right.
characters. And then she also has some florals and some other things just to really appeal to all tastes.
That's pretty cool. Well, now the weather's going to be great this week, so
yeah.
People are just itching to get out of the house. So March 6th would be a perfect time to do this. 5 to 7:30, and there's no charge, right? I mean, this is just you can wander in and out of all the places that are participating and have a blast.
That's right. Everything is free and open to the public. We'll have food and beverages, you know, just some munchies kind of things. Everyone's welcome to come in and walk around. Although I do want to mention everything all these events that we do are free to the public, and we can't do that without the support of our donors. So if somebody, you know, even if everybody just put a dollar in the box, it would make a huge difference for our budget.
Make a donation, buy a membership, sponsor one of the events. There's a lot of ways you can do that. I know
Absolutely.
Corks and Forks has been set April 30th, if I'm
April
not mistaken.
April 30th,
yeah.
Yes. And tickets go on sale next week.
All right. So I know Jason reached out about our sponsorship. We're proud to be a sponsor every year of that. You got the main event. You got the VIP event, which is going to be the Wednesday. They have the five-course meal. Those tickets generally sell out, so you want to make sure you get those early if you want to have that extra. And then the night of is just a great time. I love the new layout. Was it last year, the first year?
Yeah
that was pretty cool.
It's great. Yeah. We're excited. Corks and Forks is a fun time for anyone. You can come stay as long as you like or go home early if you need to, but it's a great night.
Well, all you have to do is literally go to the website, and tickets are on sale next week. What else do we need to cover? We only got a couple minutes left here.
Okay. We have some classes at the Arts Council. So cocktails and creations classes. Once a month we have Saturday courses. People can just go to DecaturArts.org to get more information about that or our upcoming bus trips.
Yeah. If you go to the main page, there's a tab right up top that says special events plus trips. You can click on that. You can find all those. There's classes and programs button. There's a calendar button. So very simple and easy to find. They do an incredible work year round. But as Jamie said, they rely on people sponsoring and making donations to keep these efforts for free. That's why they're able to provide so much, to particularly to kids. And do you guys still do the PASS program?
We do. That's been going on since I was a kid.
I know. We used to take a bus to Kirkland Fine Arts Center and see a performance.
I loved it as a child, and now as an adult and a mother, I see the kids come in, and it warms my heart. And we do have scholarships for those in need. So we provide those and the field trips. As you said, we do try to make everything affordable, and we do offer scholarships.
Fantastic. Jamie, we appreciate it. We'll see you next month.
Thank you so much.
Decatur Area Arts Council, DecaturArts.org is where you need to start.